been a setback for victims of a cholera outbreak in Haiti. It's believed to have killed some 8,000 people since it first hit the country in 2010. And the source of the outbreak was thought to be a camp for Nepalese UN peacekeepers. And that's why, when lawyers were seeking compensation for the victims, they turned to the United Nations. Their reasoning: your soldiers brought this disease to the country, so it's up to you to help those who've been affected.
But that argument has been rejected. Martin Nazirki, spokesman for the United Nations Secretary General, explained why.
What we've announced today is that the United Nations has advised the claimants' representatives that the claims are not receivable. And that's pursuant to Section 29 of the Convention on the Privileges and Immunities of the United Nations. The Secretary General formed a panel of four independent experts in January of 2011, and their job was to investigate and to seek to determine the source of the cholera outbreak in Haiti. In the report that they put together, the panel concluded that there was a confluence of circumstances, and therefore it was not possible to determine precisely the source of the cholera.
We're joined live by Brian Concannon. He's with the Institute of Justice and Democracy in Haiti. It's an organization representing several thousand claimants. Your response, first of all, your reaction to that UN decision?
Our reaction is sadness. One thing that's important to point out, though, that our case is not just about compensation. Our clients have been clear that they deserve compensation and need it, but this case is also about stopping the killing. They want the UN to put in the clean water and sanitation infrastructure to control the epidemic, and they also want an apology. And our response is sadness because the UN is really passing up an opportunity, first of all, to provide justice in this individual case, but also to promote the rule of law. And the fact that the UN is refusing to take responsibility, basically hiding behind an immunity provision, is an extremely bad precedent and really subverts everything the UN is trying to do in Haiti to promote the rule of law and everything else it tries to do to promote the rule of law and human rights throughout the world.
But that immunity provision is very much part of the sort of principles of UN policy. You can't go after it without changing it, and that seems very unlikely.
Well, if you look at the immunity provision that's in the Status of Forces Agreement that was signed between Haiti and the UN, there's two parts to it. One part is that the UN does have protection from national courts. The other part is that the UN agrees to provide alternate mechanisms for people harmed by its operations. And the fact that the UN is today boldly refused to provide that kind of an alternate mechanism to our clients really opens the door for us to go into a national court to say, yes, there is an immunity provision, but it's contingent on the UN holding up its end of the bargain. And since the UN refuses to, the courts should not enforce the immunity provision. And there is a line of cases, a developing line of cases, mostly led by the European Court of Human Rights, that says that immunity cannot mean impunity, and that if an international organization, as the UN is doing now, hides behind the immunity provision to prevent it, victims or people at harm from having any remedy, that courts should not enforce those provisions.
Can I ask you something else? The source of the outbreak, clearly a lot of evidence pointing to that UN base as the source, but the reaction from the United Nations seems to be to say you can't say that with 100% certainty.
The UN can only deny that because they won't let us have the day in court. I've been a lawyer for 23 years. If we were able to get into court, this would be the easiest case that I've ever had to prove. You mentioned that there were a four-person panel of experts at the UN appointed. One of them, back in September, reported to the BBC that if she had known in September what she knew when she wrote the report, she would have concluded that the UN was at fault. Another member, the leader of the commission, has since been on several papers that acknowledge that the UN was responsible. President Bill Clinton, who's the UN special envoy to Haiti, said that the UN was the, quote, the proximate cause of the cholera. And The only way they hide is say it's not 100% certainty, but that is not a standard that is used in any court of law. It's not the standard used by any of us in our daily activities. The applicable standard would be a preponderance of evidence. Is it more likely that the UN caused this? And there's nobody that has looked at this question that is not on the UN payroll who has any doubt that the preponderance of the evidence is clearly in favor of UN responsibility.
Okay, Brian Kincannon, the Institute of Justice and Democracy in Haiti.